What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the 5 Minutes to Spare podcast. Back yet again with another episode. This is episode number 6. Clap it up for you guys who have been joining in. Thank you so much. I'm celebrating you today because I feel like it is a birth of something new for us. It is something that we both can go on a journey on together. So clap it up for you. I'm not going to belabor the point here. I'm getting straight to the point today. No barriers in the year of 2022. Story time. Why am I bringing this topic up today? Well, I had a situation where I am creating some product for you guys. Can't really tell you the full details. Just know something's coming soon. Check out my YouTube channel and check out my website for further details. Of course, Instagram is always updated and flooded with updates on things that I'm doing. However, what I'm working on for you guys, I needed this particular product in order to get it completed. However, FedEx wanted to play with my time today. And so I literally was supposed to get the package in Friday around maybe afternoon. They never showed up. And of course we had bad weather. So of course, as an understanding woman, I had to be understanding, right? However, they ended up still not getting me my package at all, basically. But not to go too far down to the story before getting to the what happened. And so they ended up coming Sunday, but they never knocked on the door. They come up to my home. They don't drop off the package. They don't knock on the door. They just don't drop it off. They don't deliver the order. And of course, they mark it as attempt to deliver. However, they did not. And so, of course, I'm feeling like, oh man, I want to get this out to my people, the people who support me and what I bring to them every day. And I don't feel right by not being able to accomplish that goal in a timely manner so you guys can continue to feel appreciated. So it had me bogged down for a couple of days. I was feeling kind of depressed, like, should I be doing this? Of course, I suffer with anxiety. And so this was a time where I started feeling like, oh man, what's next? What's going to happen now that I can't get this product that I need in order to get the other product completed? And so I said, you know what? No. I went back to my 10 to 12 things that I'm grateful for, and I said, I'm not giving up. This is something God blessed me with. This is something God put me on this earth to do in this very moment in time. No barriers in 2022. And so Monday comes, and they still hadn't delivered my package. So, you know, of course, I'm calling customer service. I'm trying to get everybody at FedEx. I'm hoping I can talk to the CEO himself because they keep playing with me. And so I don't like when people play with me, and I don't like barriers. I am a Sag, so by nature, I do not like barriers. I will move things and people out the way that try to get in the way of what God has in store for me. And I don't know what anybody else feels like that looks like for you, but it means a lot to me because what I do is how I eat and how I make my money, and that is important to me. So back to the story. We get there on Monday and I go to the place to go pick it up. I'm told by customer service that I can do that. Go to customer service, get there. No, the package is not even on the truck. It hasn't been scanned in. I'm like, well, can they go take it and scan it and put it on the truck? I mean, how much more do they need in order to get this package to me? I'm literally pulling up to your place of business and you still won't give me what I paid for? And of course, every person in a foreign country, no disrespect to anybody from a foreign country, but the people that cannot speak proper English, listen, baby, stop getting on the phone because I don't understand what you're saying and you're making me upset because you're not understanding what I'm saying and I'm already mad because I haven't gotten my order. Back to the point. So now Tuesday comes, this morning, by the way, and they're telling me, call at 7, come up here by 9. I call at 7. I call at 7:30, I call at 8, I call at 8:30, no answer. Finally, 8:30 comes. Mind you, I'm constantly calling because why? I refuse to allow any barriers in 2022. So then, instead of me saying, okay, I'm gonna wait to see if they're actually gonna pull the package from me so I can pick it up today, I'm gonna actually go to this location and I'm gonna make them pull this package off the back of the truck when they open. So I get there, I'm calling, and finally a woman says, you know what, the package is on the back of the truck, I'm gonna go get it now. I'm like, that's fine. I could have just sat there in my garage and waited for her to call me back. Of course she didn't call me back. They've been giving me the runaround. Another lesson: when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And so I believed her. I believed FedEx and what they were for. And so I decided that I'm going to get in my vehicle and drive up here, even while I wait on her call. And I told her that. And so that made her feel like, okay, she ain't playing. Then when I actually pull up and I call, because she hadn't called me back yet, by the way, then she calls me. I mean, then she lets me know, oh, you can come inside. We'll bring the package to you. And secured the bag. I got the package. So everything that I'm working on for you guys, it's going to happen no matter what. Why? Because there are no barriers in 2022. All right. And I just wanted to share that message because I know that there are so many barriers that get in our way from day to day when we are just trying to make it, when we are just trying to get somewhere, when we are just trying to help somebody just change. To 5 minutes to spare. Thank you for taking 5 minutes of your time today with me, and thank you for tuning in for episode 6. Tune in for the next episode, and don't forget, if you want to donate to the podcast, please feel free to do so through my Cash App, Miss Lyrae Reacts. If you, and all of these tags will be in my videos and comments and all of those captions and things like that, so you'll definitely be able to see how, but you may donate if you want to support to my Cash App, my Venmo. I have Zelle if you want to have a subscription where you get exclusive visual content from me from all of my episodes instead of just audio, and extended versions of the podcast and exclusive content that others will not get unless they are subscribed, then please feel free to subscribe to my Patreon for only $5 a month. And why did I choose five? Because you only have to pay $1 for every minute that you spend with me. So thank you for spending the time, and thank you for spending just $5 a month just to spend that time with me. All right, and I've got a lot of other things coming up. Of course, the merch that I've been talking about, a brand that I'm gonna announce soon, but I can't let it out to you. I just want you guys to be prepared for it. Go stream Are You Down? Go stream it. It's on YouTube. It's on my channel, Lyrae Reacts TV. It's also on all major audio platforms and all my podcast content is as well. All right, so thank you for tuning in. Tune in for the next episode. Peace!